Well, first of all, I want to thank the ESB and Quilche, who attended a special meeting back on Monday the 26th of May, which I requested. And this was a spirit and a constructive and knowledge sharing and pooling of ideas exactly how did we come across with all the power lines coming down. We know now that 7,680,000 householders lost supply across the state. But we also found out as well that there's 90% of the damage that was caused was by fallen trees in the northwest. So what we've learned from the Quilche and also the ESB is that where the power lines are going through forestry and everything else is that the distance where they can plant trees up to, that needs to be looked at. So we're looking for new legislation to be passed that would allow this, that the routes up to, or the corridors through forestry or private land, that it go from, that go up and up to 40 metres. So there wouldn't be a tree growing near any of these power lines for 40 metres or more. Because we know now that a tree can grow up to 30 metres in height or in its lifetime span of 25 years. So it's the most important, which means that we had the meeting with the ESB and Quilche. So we could find out now, look, this is the problem, this is the solution, and let us all work together. Because we do not want to see a situation where we have people in the Sligo area that was without electricity for anything up to 3 weeks.
And if we do think back to the Storm Éowyn, councillor, and the massive impacts that had on everyone right across the region, although of course it was absolutely a disaster, but is there something to be said, at least if we can learn from the mistakes, if something can be taken from it, such as you're saying that in terms of the distance that these power lines need to be away from things, that if we can take that out of it, that's at least one positive, and it's just important to kind of incorporate it and get it on the ground as soon as possible.
Yeah, and listen, Michael, the minister now has set up has established a windblow task force. Now, I'm hoping that this windblow task force is not just going to be blowing wind, but they will be doing something. And this one thing is, by us putting forward this legislation from Sligo County Council and from other councils around the country, it's shown, look, we're down on the grassroots, on the ground, we know what's happening, and it's important now the minister takes it up and that we move now and bring in the legislation that's needed, that will address it for the ESB and also for Quilche.